In today's relentless workplace, we're all expected to be idea machines, producing brilliant solutions on demand by specific deadlines. Whether you're designing products, crafting marketing strategies, or solving complex problems, you're essentially being paid for your ideas. But creativity doesn't work like electricity that can be switched on whenever needed. It flows in natural cycles, periods of intense productivity followed by necessary recovery and incubation. Yet most organizations structure work as if creative energy were an infinite resource available on tap. To thrive in this environment, you need to achieve what Todd Henry calls the creative trifecta, being prolific, brilliant, and healthy. Most people excel in only two areas, creating problematic patterns. You might be prolific and brilliant, but burn out quickly. Or brilliant and healthy, but unreliable with deadlines. Or healthy and prolific, but producing mediocre work. The marketplace demands all three: consistent, high-quality output while maintaining personal well-being. Creative professionals face unique pressures that slowly erode their capacity for brilliant work. The time versus value tension creates constant uncertainty about when work is truly done. Unlike traditional workers paid for time, creatives are compensated for value creation, introducing completion anxiety. We're never certain when we've done enough. The predictable versus rhythmic tension emerges as organizations crave consistency while creative work naturally ebbs and flows. The product versus process tension arises because organizations focus primarily on finished products, while creative work is 99% process. Contrary to popular belief, creativity doesn't flourish in complete freedom. It needs boundaries to channel its energy effectively. Just as a river needs banks to direct its flow, creative work requires parameters to achieve maximum impact. In our distraction-filled world, developing deep focus is essential. You need the ability to make quick, focused dives into projects and emerge with useful ideas. Many creatives suffer from priority ping-pong, bouncing between unsolved problems, which prevents the deep thinking that leads to insight. The ping is that urge prompting you to check email or social media instead of focusing on work. This impulse suggests something out there is more important than what's right here. The result is continuous partial attention, being partially present everywhere but fully nowhere. Checking email every 5 minutes can waste up to 67 hours annually. Our creative capacity requires sufficient energy to function. Though invisible, energy fuels all mental processes, with our brain consuming 20% of available oxygen and glucose despite being only 2% of body weight. Fatigue significantly impairs our ability to forge connections and experience breakthroughs. Many creatives exist in an unending snowmageddon of work, struggling just to keep pace. Creative work requires staying ahead because tomorrow's ideas emerge from today's intentions. Just-in-time workflows inevitably compromise quality and motivation. To manage energy effectively, plan across three horizons: weekly, spacing out demanding activities; monthly, making strategic project choices; and quarterly, examining life rhythm holistically. Successful energy management also requires pruning, deliberately eliminating activities to focus on what matters most. While creative work can be solitary, relationships are vital creative resources. By actively cultivating connections, we gain access to multiple lifetimes of insight and inspiration rather than limiting ourselves to our own experience. Many creative professionals tend toward introversion, sometimes viewing relationships as distractions rather than opportunities. Yet breakthrough conversations with colleagues can completely transform our perspective on problems, demonstrating the power of creative connections. Keith Ferrazzi identifies two keys to successful relationships: intimacy and generosity. Intimacy means sharing our lives and inner circle with others, while generosity is central to creativity itself. Bucket fillers who focus on giving rather than taking energize rooms and attract collaborators. Consider joining a circle, a small group of creatives meeting regularly to maintain focus and engagement. These groups fuel passion, align priorities, and provide support through three key questions. What are you working on? What inspires you? What help do you need? Creative ideas emerge from combining existing stimuli in new ways. Like nutrition, your mental diet shapes your creative output. Since work dictates much of your daily information processing, you must intentionally seek thought-provoking stimuli to enhance creativity. Quality stimuli should be challenging, stretching comprehension, relevant, connected to your goals, and diverse, exploring different perspectives. Being deliberate about inputs helps prepare your mind for future challenges, giving it time to process before ideas are urgently needed. Structure your learning with three questions. What's needed for upcoming work? 25%. What interests you now? 50%. What would benefit you? 25%. Capture insights through consistent notation. Keep index cards or notebooks handy and spend 10 minutes each morning reviewing yesterday's notes and connecting them to today's work. Engage directly with your environment through sensory experiences. Take observant walks, serve others, or venture beyond your comfort zone. Remember, comfort is the enemy of creativity. Traditional time management focuses on quantity, but creatives must prioritize quality. One focused hour often yields better results than five scattered ones. Creative breakthroughs emerge from structured time oriented toward effectiveness rather than mere efficiency. Frame challenges as specific questions instead of vague goals. Rather than listing new website, ask how can we create a website that communicates our brand while maximizing accessibility? This approach naturally guides the mind towards solutions. Keep your big three, your three most crucial unresolved challenges, visible at all times. This creates a framework for processing information and sparking creative connections. Treat time as an investment portfolio rather than a slot machine. Instead of constantly working in hopes of random success, focus on building practices that yield long-term creative growth. Set aside idea time, a sacred weekly hour dedicated solely to generating new possibilities, not execution. Make this non-negotiable and protect it from interruptions. Three assassins can destroy creative capacity. Dissonance, misalignment between activities and purpose, fear of failure and success, and expectation escalation, letting comparisons affect our work. Quick judgments of creative work can be demotivating, especially when decision makers focus only on results without understanding the creative process. Unnecessary creating, making art purely for yourself, helps maintain passion and creative drive. This self-directed practice allows experimentation and skill development while fostering flow, the satisfying state of complete absorption in challenging creative work. Cover bands don't change the world. While imitation is a necessary phase of creative growth, those who only imitate others get trapped between earning a living and authentic self-expression. The truly influential creators stay true to their principles rather than chasing quick returns, building loyal audiences through original work. Though this path requires patience, it leads to authentic value and raving fans who trust your creative voice. Understanding the distinction between occupation, our job, and vocation, what we're inherently wired for, is crucial. Vocation represents deeper themes that energize us, and when aligned with our work, our resonant frequency, even small efforts yield tremendous results. Establishing creative practices isn't about hacking the process or finding shortcuts to brilliance. Like beavers who transform their environment by doing what they're naturally wired to do, consistent daily practices create significant change over time.